everybody. Well, we're back to the lay of the land. We're talking about critical race theory this evening. My guest, Ron Berger, has done a good job of kind of laying the background of critical race theory. I think now we'll explore a little bit the political implications of critical race theory. We can talk about it as seen from the political right and from the political left, because each of them have their take on critical race theory. So, Ron, why don't you explore those areas, and you can start wherever you want.
Sure. Well, the reason why critical race theory is in the news and become a political issue is because of the right. And I view it as the latest permutation of white grievance politics or white identity politics. To be frank, it's a new racial dog whistle, and sometimes it's, you know, a loud whistle or code aimed at riling up and mobilizing the right-wing base of the Republican Party. It is part of the politics of fear based on concern about maintaining the privileges of whiteness as a birthright, about maintaining white minority rule in the face of changing demographics, and about maintaining this standpoint in the education system. It's interesting that the old battles from the 50s and 60s over integration and segregation and methods to achieve it are now being waged over what is taught about race in schools. So back in the earlier civil rights era, and now in the latest backlash to it, education is front and center. I also see this more broadly as part of the electoral strategy of states' rights, sometimes back in the 60s referred to as the Southern Strategy, first employed by Richard Nixon in 1968, where the notion of state rights was used to mask opposition to desegregation. And now, I think states' rights is being replaced by parents' rights or parental rights. And I think you're going to see more of this being framed this way. And parental rights is part of an ideological package that not only includes opposition to the way race and other topics, for example, related to LGBTQ people, are being introduced into schools to make education more inclusive, but they're also related to opposition to mandatory masking and vaccination of children, and even transgender bathrooms. It's all part of the package of parental rights. I want to emphasize that the right wing's concern is not only to stop a critical appraisal of race, but any appraisal that challenges the myth of American exceptionalism, the notion that the United States is and has always been the greatest country in the world. People on the political right sometimes call this patriotic education. That's what they want for their children. They don't want topics that undermine that, quote, patriotic view.
And, of course, that is a very static way of conceptualizing patriotism. Many of us would challenge whether that is really the most vital form of American patriotism that really has made the country what it's given the country its vitality that it has had, and also, of course, would gird itself up for a good, strong vision for the future. You know, it's pretty obvious when we look back at our history. I'm a history teacher by trade. Our country is a consequence of continuous waves of immigration, and each of those waves were faced with various challenges, but over the course of time, they were integrated into the country, and those immigrants brought enormous resources to the country, many of them becoming outstanding inventors, scholars, political leaders eventually. So the country has always benefited from the integration of a diverse population. And I think that's one of the unfortunate aspects of the way the current generation is conceptualizing the demographic changes that are going on in the country. And it's part of this, I would see this as part of a long sweep of how the challenge of trying to cope with demographic change that has been part of the American story pretty much from the beginning. What do you think, Ron? Is that somehow relate to your thinking about where CRT comes into the picture?
Sure. This is in many ways not anything new, you know, and is part of the history of trying to claim that this country really is all about white Christian people and not others. And in fact, one of the controversies is over what different people's vision of what this country is about. Critical race theories and others. You don't have to be a critical race theory to advocate multiculturalism rather than assimilation to whiteness as the normative basis for how we can achieve national unity and collective solidarity. But the opponents of critical race theory object to this multicultural vision and even object to the very word. Because the current Wisconsin legislature has actually passed a bill that Tony Evers will not approve of that would outlaw use of the term multiculturalism, among other things, in the curriculum. And the state of Wisconsin is one gubernatorial election away from having this happen.
Very interesting. It's great that you raised the point that different parts of the country view this in different ways. We'll come back and talk some more about that. So we're going to go take another break. Thanks for listening, and we'll be right back in a few minutes. Take care.
We took one last look. Sale day after tomorrow at the end of banking line.